We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, today, the U.S. Senate's going to vote on the final passage of a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriage. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with the Morning Take. How is it going in your area right now? Is it snowing?
Yeah, it is snowing, Vanita. It just looks like a light dusting so far. When I woke up, I looked at the driveway and I looked on the deck, and it just showed like a light dusting. So
okay. Not bad.
We'll see how it is.
We'll see how it goes. So this is a big vote today in the Senate, and they're really trying to get this through because they're concerned about the Republicans taking over the House in the new year and maybe this not being able to get through. So tell us what's in this bill.
Well, it is the codification of law in making same-sex and interracial marriage legal. Now, this is in reaction to the Dobbs decision in overturning Roe versus Wade. As you recall, one of the comments in that decision was other issues such as marriage may be left up to the state. Same-sex marriage was made legal by a Supreme Court decision similar to Roe versus Wade. So Democrats and advocates on these issues have really decided that it's time to codify these things. It's not dissimilar from Minnesota, where Minnesota, rejected a ban on same-sex marriage via constitutional amendment, and then the legislature passed it and the governor signed it into law in Minnesota. So again, it's a place where Minnesota it's legal in Minnesota, but it's not legal in every state. And so this would make it federal law. This would seem to be one of those populist issues that isn't that controversial. Obviously there are going to be opponents, but I think, generationally, and just based on polling, it's clear this is not a quote controversial issue for the country.
We know that inaugural events cost a lot of money, the big celebrations and everything. And you put out on social media yesterday the cost of the Walls Flanagan event for people who want to go to it. And are these, you want to tell people what those prices are? And also, is that considered pretty high, or is that kind of the name of the game these days?
Yeah, what I put out was kind of the sponsor packages. They start at $100,000, which gives you 12 tickets to the event, full page ad, your logo, valet parking, a sponsor gift, things like that, down to a friend level, which is two tickets for $5,000. So that makes this particular event a $2,500 a plate dinner. That seems high for Minnesota for my historical reference. I think that there will be, other events that are less expensive, that are more accessible. I think this is just one piece of it. The interesting thing with inaugurals is that you'll be able to see who the sponsors are based on, ads in the programs, things like that. But inaugurals don't necessarily have to detail how they spend the money. And I think that's one thing to just be mindful of. It's not like campaign finance. There are no limits. You can give corporate money. Critics of money in politics are going to point at this and say, this is backdoor to influence in Minnesota. And I'm not always a big, anti-money in politics. It costs a lot of money, things like that. I just thought it was interesting that it took on the One Minnesota theme. And that the first thing we saw about the inaugural was, these high dollar figures for the dinner and the reception with the governor and the lieutenant governor. So I'm sure we'll learn more about the inaugural as it develops. But I think, people, this is something we will keep an eye on, just who sponsors and how much they raise and things like that.
Definitely keep us posted on that. Thank you, Blois, and good luck in the snow today.
Thanks, Vanita. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.